Hi.
How are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
Sarah Piro with us here with the Superior Alliance for Independent Living. It's been a while. How you been?
It's pretty good. It's good. We're doing a lot of new things, so I thought I'd come back and tell our community what we're doing.
Well, we got the note the other day, and it's like, Walt and I were great. Did you call Sarah? No. Did you? No. So we finally did get this set up, and I know you're very excited about some things that are coming up with sale. What do you got in the offing here?
Yep. We started a new program called SPAR. And it stands for Single Point for Activities and Recreation. And we're trying to provide more inclusive activities for our community members, for people with and without disabilities. So it's just basically doing some programming out there and getting it out there and trying to get people in to just, you know, be a little bit more active and social and do different recreation things. So we have about 5 or so different activities that we do right now in the during this quarter. And then we have a huge talent night that's coming up next Saturday, February 6th.
Really?
So we wanted to kind of get it out there and let people know about it, and hopefully they can come and enjoy the night.
I know a guitar player that might be able to help.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm getting here a little late.
But it's quite all right.
Great.
So who are you looking for? Who exactly is, eligible would be the wrong word, but for lack of a better one, who are you looking for?
Well, we're actually any community member. We're trying to really do an inclusive activity. So, our population that we serve are people with disabilities, but we like them to bring their friends and family and anybody that wants to come. The talent night is actually going to be some performers also, so it's not just come and do your talent, but it's come and watch maybe ballroom dancing. The Don Dot Dance Company performers are going to perform. I have a guitarist and sing along. I have a piano player potentially, and also a performance skit from an acting group. So we're actually going to do that part of it, and then you can also get an opportunity to get up and do your own talent if you'd like. Or do some karaoke. We may teach some line dancing. We have some crafts and desserts. And so it's just a night to socialize and have fun.
Where is this going to take place?
It's at the Masonic Red Room Theater.
Okay.
On February 6th from 6 to 9. So it's just a talent night. It started out as a talent show, but we didn't really get a lot of takers at first. So I think we kind of moved it into more of a talent night. So.
Well, Mark would do stand up.
That's a talent.
I'm not going to stand up right now. I'm sorry.
Well, it sounds interesting. Like it's just a fun night out. I'm sure in terms of also helping get the word out about the agency for folks that show up, you'll have information there as well. So it sounds like you said, kind of an evolved idea, but so far so good.
Yeah. We tried to do something. We call it the No Limits Talent Night. So it's a way for people just to like not have any reservations, just come in and do whatever they can. If you need to read a poem, if you'd like to dance or sing or play an instrument, you can do wheelchair dancing, whatever you're into, and you want to kind of just get up on the stage and feel a little bit more confident in yourself. That's kind of our goal.
I'm assuming you want to know ahead of time they're coming?
Yeah, they can actually come in and sign up then. We're going to kind of block off a little bit of time, and if people don't want to do it, then we have the karaoke to fill the time. So we're just really flexible being able to let anybody come in. But yeah, if they want to call and let us know, that'd be great. If they know of anybody that's interested in doing that. It's really cool because we went and we got a grant from the Marquette County Community Foundation. So they've given us a grant to help us run this. So we're really excited that we're trying to involve the community more than just people with disabilities.
SAIL, Superior Alliance for Independent Living. You are what? Who are you? What do you do?
We're actually a nonprofit organization that helps people with disabilities with services. We help give them resources and provide them with different sources for them if they need housing, transportation, accessibility, education, anything on that nature. Can be individuals or families that need a little assistance. We do a lot of different programs. We do assistive technology. I'm doing a new recreation program. Then we have nursing home to home transition. We work at the Veterans with the Department of Veterans Affairs. And we also do American Indian outreach and, let's see, just advocacy overall, trying to be more inclusive for people with disabilities into our community.
I know you don't have a specific, but ballpark, because how many people does your organization deal with in the course of a year?
I would say about 1,000. We serve all 15 counties in the Upper Peninsula. That's our region, so we are really stretched pretty far. But yeah, we have a lot of different contracts in different areas, so we do, reach from the Keweenaw over to the Sioux. Anything that anybody needs to get some services or just resources, really. We're just there for them to get a little bit more independent living
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that in terms of that portion of the name, independent living and independent. How much of the programming do you build to focus to help develop that independence?
A lot of it. I think what happens with some people with disabilities is they're unsure of themselves in the community, and so they're not sure where to go and who to talk to, and maybe they are unable to work, so they don't know how to get employment or where to go. So I think we're kind of like one of those really easygoing kind of places, laid back, where they can come and ask questions, and we can refer them to maybe Michigan Rehab Services or, you know, UPCAP or anything that they need. And we serve any adult, basically, out of high school. But we're kind of still trying to get into that transition age from 18 to 26 or a little bit younger also. So just being able to let them know that there are a lot of services for them if they're unable to work. And then if they want to work, then we can help hook them up with that too.
Not only that, you like to have fun. And with that, let's get back to the event that's coming up here, because this does sound like a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, we're trying to do more activities just because we don't have a whole lot of programming through our Parks and Rec department here. So we're just trying to get out there. And all of our activities are really guided towards inclusive things right now. Like there's some other things that are going on in our community, which is very interesting. Adaptive cross-country skiing. There's adaptive bowling. There's adaptive things for people with physical disabilities. But we kind of wanted to hit up the more social and getting everybody involved. So that way, you know, you can gain a little confidence. And then maybe, let's say if you're, you know, want to play the guitar, at least you go to our talent night, you maybe get a little feel for it, and then you're willing to go out and learn something new in the community. So just a little more confidence.
So talent night is coming up. When, where, and how do folks, if they want to get involved in this, get involved?
Well, it's coming on from Saturday, February 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Masonic Red Room Theater. That's on Washington Street. And they can call us at 906-228-5744 or go on our website at upsale.com. And they can find out some more information or just give us a call if you have any more questions.
You wouldn't by chance have an extra one of those,
yep,
would you?
Yep, we'd love to give it to you. We're actually going to get these posters made up. They're on their way.